Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, it's hour three, St. Patty's Day. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the great one, Wayne Allen Root, who's on his honeymoon. My special guest joining me right now is national-renowned columnist. He's got his own website, the-red-line.com. Please, America, help me welcome Red Janky. Red, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Lee. Really, as dark as actual events are, we have just inspiration in just copious amounts. Everybody knows that President Zelensky of Ukraine has been addressing national legislatures, the Congress, the UK Parliament, the German legislature. I'm not sure it's called the Reichstag anymore. They may have changed that name for purposes of putting distance between now and their previous history. And I would offer this. He addressed President Biden as the leader of the free world when he was talking to Congress. President Zelensky himself is the leader of the free world at this point. There's no question. It is his leadership that is compelling and more powerful than any other figure on earth.
It's impossible to argue with you. What he did yesterday, I mean, half of it in Ukraine with the translator, but then really hammering it home, speaking for 2 minutes in English and just basically saying to Biden, you're supposed to be the leader of the free world, act like it. And it was really remarkable. We were talking off the air about some of these stories that are popping up out of Ukraine. I was completely wrong. I thought this thing, they would just get steamrolled from start to finish, the size of the Russian military as opposed to the Ukrainians and all that goes along with this. But these stories are remarkable, Red.
They're just astounding. And, Lee, I wrote a column that ran yesterday, as recently as yesterday, obviously written a few days before. And the background that I was writing against was the inevitability of Ukraine losing to the Russian army. And what I offered was the U.S. should not enforce a no-fly zone. It should enforce a no-combat zone in western Ukraine, go in with troops along with NATO, and no combat of any kind, no fly zone, no ground zone, no nothing, so that at least at the end of this thing, Ukraine would have half a country. And the logic there was, if it's a complete no-combat zone, it would not be provocative to Putin. It would not be an intervention in a combat sense, in a hostile sense to him. It would be a no-combat zone. So he would not really have the basis to react possibly to that. Plus, he doesn't have forces. This is where I can now trend to where we are today. The point of it was we need to do this very quickly if we're going to do it at all, because there are no Russian combat operations in the West yet. So we could set up a no-combat zone. If we wait, they'll crush the East and they'll turn their attention to the West, and then it would be a military confrontation. Until then, Putin would be unwise to spread his forces thin. He would have needed to conquer the East before turning to the West. Well, that all makes a lot of sense if you think that it's inevitable that the whole of Ukraine is going to fall to the Russian army. In 3 days, we're seeing evidence that the Ukrainian army is going to defeat the Russian. leadership of one man. If ever there were any questions that about the great man theory of history, this should cinch it, that it is a very strong argument for how history plays out, that one man can make a tremendous difference. And he has. And, you know, President Biden, to the extent that he's getting a positive bump out of this, people ought to remember that he wanted Zelensky to leave the country 2 weeks ago.
Right.
He offered him safe passage out of his country. In other words, you're going to lose. We'll save you, and you can save your skin. We'll bring you out of the country. And Zelensky turns around, and he's rallied in the whole world. He's rallied his people, his army, civilians taking up arms. It's just been extraordinary.
Fascinating how the textbook of history is written. Like, if we had had this conversation, me and you, a year ago this day, and we were trying to figure out who was going to be that person that history just simply remembers for all the right reasons. This guy would have been last on the list, a comedian, a slash actor, a sort of almost a farce when he wins the presidency in Ukraine. And no one really expected that. And here he is, as bombs literally are falling around him, standing up and fighting, you could make the argument, the second biggest guy on the block, and swinging and going toe-to-toe with this guy and not backing down. It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. It really is. There aren't words, so I have nothing to add to it.
We're talking to columnist Red Janke, who has a piece out. I'll load it up onto my Facebook page. You guys can check it out. But before we get to that, do you think Putin is just looking for the Ukraine? Do you think he's looking for something else? Do you think he has the ability to go beyond Ukraine if, in fact, he even reaches that border and is successful in this initial endeavor? Do you think Poland is next? Do you think NATO countries are on the list? Don't you think conquering is what he's actually after?
Yes, over the long span of time, but I think what's been demonstrated is he's not the power he thinks he is. He has this notion that that Russia, now no longer the Soviet Union, but he wants to return it to the Soviet Union,
right,
status, is a, quote, great power. It's turning out that Russia is a minor power.
Yeah.
It's only 120 million people. It's got a, you know, it's referred to economically as a gas station with a small country attached.
Right.
You cut off, you know, the oil and gas in Russia is a subsidiary, is probably the 10th, 12th, 15th largest economy on the earth. So it's over for Russia. It is not a great power. They've been defeated, and maybe I'm counting chickens early here, but it certainly looks like this is going to be fought to a standstill, if not turn into a rout of the Russian military.
So obviously the biggest thing that we're, let's say, fearful of as a planet is that Putin's insane and will not stop no matter what and will eventually deploy nuclear weapons. Otherwise, if he didn't have that trick in his bag, I think we would have already set up the no-fly zone and this thing would already be over.
Well, I don't think he's going to use nuclear weapons. I think that the response that Zelensky has led has been a non-nuclear, is going to lead to a non-nuclear defeat. The real danger here is by refusing to take any nuclear risk, okay, you invite Xi Jinping, the other totalitarian dictator on the face of the earth right now, with a large military. You invite him to do the very same when he attacks Taiwan. And it's not if, when.
I agree.
So he's going to announce to the world, hands off, we're reclaiming part of China, and don't get involved because we have nuclear weapons.
Biden keeps telling Putin what we won't do instead of what we will do. I had a different thought on this. And I probably am in the super minority, but maybe the opportunity somewhere along the line here is for us to break Russia once and for all, right? They can see that their military isn't what it once was or what we all thought it was. Yes, they have the nuke option. That's still in play. But, you know, if they fail in Ukraine and then we basically break them And by breaking them, we agree maybe to invest in them and rebuild them after we break them at the price of giving up their nuclear weapons. Doesn't everybody win in the end? I mean, we can turn them into a pseudo bigger version of the Ukraine.
Well, on the other side of that coin would be a reference to Versailles. We so embarrassed and humiliated the Germans after World War One,
right,
that they were driven by, and ultimately led by a crazy man, but driven by that feeling of humiliation to resurge and want to prove the world wrong and become a world power. I'm not sure it's a great idea to humiliate Russia, certainly yeah. to demonstrate to Russia that this is not the route to go.
Do you think this whole thing is being driven by Putin's ego, or do you think this is just a block of people with that same mindset?
Well, I think a mindset sets in. And one of the reasons that I think whatever amendment it is to our Constitution that limits presidents to just two terms has great wisdom to it. I think what happens is, in Putin's case, he's been in power, for almost 20 years now?
Yeah.
I think what happens to him is he looks around and says, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do in the sweep of history to justify my 20 years in office? What have I done to advance Russia in a manner that legitimizes 20 years of rule? You can't just, you know, have the history books say I got there. So he's got to do something great.
I agree with that, Red. I think ego plays a part in this. Red, I got to go. Check out the-red-line.com. Red's latest column is up there. It's an interesting read. We got to run. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation joins me next.
John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on to energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades. decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, and I am very happy to bring on another one of our friends from the Heritage Foundation. Tommy Binion is joining me here on the USA Radio Network. And, you know, Tommy, a lot going on, and we could spend some time talking about Zelensky and his address to Congress. But I do want to just focus in here for our segment today. And if you just look, as a nation, we are experiencing one of the highest rates of inflation ever. We have the highest price, average price of gasoline ever. And as I'm talking to you here this afternoon, there are record numbers of illegal aliens coming across our southern border. My question to you is Biden the most inept president in the history of this country?
Yeah, I don't know that there is a metric where he doesn't win. I think what's most frustrating, everybody feels inflation. Everybody knows what's happening with inflation. Everybody sees the green numbers light up on the cashier at the grocery store. Everybody understands what's happening there. And everybody knows when it started. And it started 6 months ago. It started a year ago. And everybody can understand that part of what led to it is the inflationary spending out of Washington, D.C. So when Joe Biden stands up and says, I now have an excuse, it's Putin. Look, everything that Putin's doing is horrible. But to blame everything that's happening domestically on that war, I think is wrong, but I think it's also it's going to make Americans really, really mad because they understand what happened here. It wasn't Vladimir Putin that caused all of our inflation, and it wasn't Vladimir Putin that caused all of our gas prices to go up.
Right.
Yes, he did somewhat. We're not excusing anything he did, but Joe Biden ran against oil and gas. They have cut off domestic production of energy at every single place they could think of. Now, energy prices are high, and they're pointing abroad to cast the blame. It's just silly.
Yeah, I saw a chart just the other day where the actual price of gasoline was going up steady from the time he was, actually from before he was sworn in, from when he won in January of 2021 until Putin invaded Ukraine. It was on an upward trajectory from day one. The bottom line is that liberals, progressives, like high gas costs. They like the fact that Americans struggle when they go to the pumps because it's another nail in the coffin for fossil fuels as far as they're concerned, and it's another reason why we should, quote-unquote, turn our attention to solar and wind.
Well, they won't get away with it.
Yeah.
You don't get away with blatant lies with the American people. They know the score. Our democracy is functional. Like you said, this is the worst president, and I think people know that. And it's showing up in the polls big time. There are a handful of loyal partisans, and that's it. Everybody else is completely disillusioned with the Biden administration.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, TP Binion. Check him out on Twitter. One more from me, Tommy, before I let you go. Southern border towns are being invaded by illegal aliens. How many people do progressives really want in this country? What's the number?
I don't know that it's possible to name that number. Yeah. And let me give you an example. The omnibus spending bill that we talked about last week, it actually had an increase in funding for the Border Patrol, but due to a little accounting gimmick, the Democratic Appropriations Committee, and you can go look this up, in their talking points about how great that nasty spending bill was, talked about a $490 billion cut to Border Patrol. That is where that party is. They want open borders. They see Border Patrol as back to defund the police,
yep,
kind of an entity. So, no, I don't think there is a bad enough that this border crisis could get that would cause President Biden to say, okay, let's secure it. Don't forget, the reason we're in this mess are his very first series of executive actions where he completely reversed the enforcement of every single one of our border security laws. That was the first week he was in the White House.
All right, Tommy, listen, I got to run. The music is about to play, but I always appreciate you coming on. One more time, TP Binion is where you can follow him on Twitter. I know he's heartbroken because his Demon Deacons didn't make the NCAA, but you can hang your hat on the NIT this year, Tommy. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. My name is Lee Elsie. If you're wondering about me, I am filling in for Wayne Allenrood, who is on his honeymoon down there, partying like a rock star with Donald J. Trump at Mar-a-Lago. So kudos to him for doing that and enjoying that. I do have to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, don't move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, the British Defense Ministry is laying out how things are going for the Russians. According to them, Russian progress has stalled largely on all fronts. Russian forces have made minimal progress on land, sea, or air in recent days, and they continue to suffer heavy losses in personnel. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul putting the loss of Russian soldiers in perspective on Fox News.
7,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in the last 20 days. That's the losses we sustained in Iraq and Afghanistan over 20 years.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is continuing her efforts to get more COVID relief aid approved. The California Democrat arguing the fight against COVID is not over and nothing to mess with. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this show. Everybody needs a friend in the mortgage business, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. And now you've got friends in the home loan business. Mike and Brian are your friends. If you call them and say, I'm a fan of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a listener of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a friend of Wayne Allyn Root. You've got friends in the mortgage business who will roll out the red carpet, treat you like a VIP, and take good care of you. Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans. They're involved with purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. I brought this next gentleman on in the past. He is phenomenal. He's fabulous. Former congressman, former CIA agent, colonel in the United States military, my friend Rob Simmons. You come in here, you're all fired up, you're throwing things around, you're mad as hell. You ask me questions. What should we do? What would we do? What would Trump do? What would Reagan do? I want to know what Rob Simmons would do in this
situation.
Well,
first of all, let's see what our fearless leader, Uncle Joe Biden, is doing. I just grabbed this morning paper. You know, I've always grabbed the morning papers.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal, Zelensky urges U.S. to step up support in impassioned appeal.
Yeah.
Pretty good headline. How about the Hartford Courant?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Where's... Where is it?
Not there.
No, there's some guy giving a speech.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about Lamont. Oh, yeah, over in the corner.
Okay.
Biden pledges more arms.
Right.
Oh, great.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you, Joe. The day.
Yeah,
Russian onslaught continues. Nothing about Zell, but some really nice Irish dancers. That's good. These girls are, you know, they put on the clip-clop
the
shoes.
The Irish
shoes.
Yeah,
they go tappity-tappity-tappity-tap you. That's what the Irish girls do.
Yeah.
You know, and that's important that we put that on the front page. After all, Zelensky, what the heck?
Yeah.
No. No big deal.
He's not even on the front page.
No big deal. But here's the one I love.
Yeah.
I love the New York Post.
Well,
you know, they tell it the way it is. They got all these pretty pictures of girls in here and they got funny stuff like you got to be putting us on,
gotcha.
You know, stuff like that. Front page, Zell, quote from the Zelensky speech, quote, be a leader of the world, Joe.
Right.
And then it says, Biden, no.
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 I guess he says he doesn't want World War III.
Right.
Hey, Joe, listen up. Put the ice cream cone down just for a minute, okay? Joe, this is World War III. Okay, Joe, I'll say it again. This is World War III. You got Putin and you got Xi, and then you got Kim, and you got these bad dudes. You got the guy with a rag hat over in Iran. I'm allowed to say he's got a rag hat on. I didn't call him a rag head because that's bad. That's not nice. But he has a rag hat. I mean, he's got this, looks like a squirrel nest sitting on top of his head, you know?
Yeah.
And these dudes are bad dudes and they're doing bad stuff.
Right.
Now, have you noticed if you put a pin in a map of the world?
Yeah.
The pins are around the world. Right? Russia got like 15 time zones.
Yeah.
China got 10 time zones.
Right.
Iran's here.
Yeah.
Kim's there.
Yeah.
But they're around the world.
Yeah.
And are they working together?
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You bet they're working together.
Yeah.
After all, President Xi and Vlad signed a little pact. Best friends.
Yeah.
We're best friends now. We're buddies. Kind of like Adolf and Mussolini.
Mussolini, yeah.
Yeah, Benito.
Sure.
Adolf and Benito. We're buddies now.
Yeah.
All right? So this becomes a world class issue for the United States of America.
Right.
And if it involves a war, and the Russians going into Ukraine, are they liberating the Ukrainians from Nazis?
No.
No. Are they liberating Ukraine from a fascist dictator?
No.
No. They're actually invading Ukraine to overthrow a democratically elected leader in a country that has been free of Russia and the Soviet Union for 30 years. 30 years. Do you think they want to be free?
Sure.
Do you think if they wanted to be Russians, they could basically do that overnight?
Of course.
Go to their leaders and say, you know what? Vlad says we're all part of the same, you know, ball of wax. Same history. We got a mutual history.
Yeah.
Of slaughter. And we speak the same language. You know why? Because when they became part of the Soviet Union, they really didn't have much choice. You're going to speak Russian or else you die. So it is a war. A war is going on here. And the war, intellectually, is between a fascist dictator like Adolf Hitler, who has a vision of what he wants his country to be. He wants his country to be like it was before,
right,
when it was the Soviet Union. And so all of those little groups of countries and people that were enslaved by the Soviet Union, he wants to go back to that.
Yeah.
Do the Ukrainians want to go back to that?
No.
Do the Poles want to go back to that?
No.
Do the Latvians and the Lithuanians want to go back to that?
No.
Or the Finns or anybody else who was part of that monstrosity called the Soviet Union? Soviet Union, I mean, it's kind of like United States, Soviet Union. They're together. It's a union, right? They love being together. No, it's the union at the end of a gun. It's the union of a fascist dictatorship, the Communist Party, the dictatorship of the proletariat, except the proletarians aren't in charge. Who's in charge in Russia?
Putin.
And who else?
Nobody.
No. No.
Who?
Who's got the yachts?
Oh, the oligarchs?
The oligarchs.
Okay, yeah, sure. But
this is a gangster enterprise,
yeah.
Lee. They are gangsters.
But the Don Corleone.
They're gangsters. They're gangsters.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, how did Elliot Ness deal with the gangsters?
He punched him in the mouth.
Yeah, he shot him and killed him.
Yeah.
Elliot Ness basically told his guys, you know what? We got laws in this country, and the laws aren't working. So you know what? We're just going to go get them.
Right.
And any way we can, we're going to go get them. We're going to hunt them down. And sad but true, they died because unfortunately they pulled out weapons and we killed them all. Well, so here's what I would recommend right off the bat.
Okay.
Sink the yachts. Don't just seize them. Sink them all. Every single one of them,
right,
including Vladimir Putin's yacht, which is a $800 million yacht. I mean, he's supposed to be like a communist or something, right? He's not a communist. He's a gangster. And then the oligarchs. Let me ask you, where are the oligarchs? Where are they?
All over the place. In New York and...
Bingo.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... it would be a terrible shame if an oligarch came out of his $50 million penthouse in New York City and got on the elevator, and while his security guards were in the lobby to escort him to his bulletproof limo, and the elevator delayed on one of the floors and then came all the way down and opened,
yeah,
and nobody was there.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, what happened?
I don't know.
What happened? Now,
where'd he go?
I got that idea from a friend of mine who was at the State Department. And he said, we had a high-ranking official. He was the president of an African state. I know the name, but I won't use the name. He was the president of a African state. He was one of these guys who gave himself all these medals. He wore so many medals that he kind of walked crooked. He was that kind of a general,
yeah.
And he killed people, all kinds of people. He didn't like Jews. He killed a lot of Jews in his country. And he was a murderous son of a bitch. And anyway, he came to the United States, and he was going to go up to the seventh floor of the State Department to the diplomatic rooms, which are all decorated with nice antiques, and they have little, you know, finger hors d'oeuvres and tea and cookies. And, you know, that's what they do in the State Department. They don't knock down a couple of shots of vodka. They have tea and cookies. And he's going to go up and have tea and cookies and talk to the Secretary of State. So the security people said, well, you know, you're not allowed to bring your guns into the building. Oh, well, they're going to do that. No, you give the guns here, but you can stay with him. So they go to the elevator, and the elevator is only so big.
Right.
And only so many of the guards can get into it, and the doors close, and of course it goes up to the seventh floor, and they all come out, and everything is great. Then the elevator comes down to the ground floor, to the lobby, and the door opens, and the other guards look, and they say, oh! What have you done to our dictator? Where is he? And they run to get their guns. So anyway, the idea is the disappearing oligarch elevator trick.
Yeah.
And we have to have a group of people in this country, sort of like Elliot Ness, going about the roll-up of the oligarchs. Because when the oligarchs start disappearing... And, you know, we can take them to Gitmo, or we can take them to some undisclosed location, and we can work with the French and maybe the Germans, certainly the British.
Yeah.
A lot of them are in Great Britain. Certainly the British. The British are going to love it. Yeah. They're going to think this is a cool idea.
Well, I think it's a cool idea. But, Colonel, I got to take a quick break. We're talking with Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman here in Connecticut. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap up the show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the show. Sponsor of the segment of the show, Amio Life. You notice how many health sponsors we've got? I can't help it, man. I look and feel fantastic. I'm 60 years old. I feel like $1 million, and everywhere I go, people say, you can't be 60. That's impossible. And Amio Life believes in freedom. They fight for freedom. They're a very patriotic company, and they're supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, and their natural silver mouthwash 3 times a day. And there's silver gel on my face each night. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. I suck on their silver lozenges all day at every break of the show to keep my voice alive. The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners a special 30% discount. 30%! I told them, go for it. Go for broke. 30%. Don't play around. Don't give people 5% off, 10% off, 15% off. Give them 30% off, and they will respond. So visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30% or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, toll free, and you get 30% off every product in their entire product line. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. My good friend Colonel Rob Simmons has spent the last half hour or so with us, and I will ask you one question and let you ramble. Russia seems to be, let's say, a shadow of the military presence that we once thought they were. If we wanted to rid the planet of these bad actors, wouldn't now be the time to strike?
Well, I would think so. And so then the question is, if our president was Donald Trump or Ronald Reagan, would we be confronted with the situation? Of course, I say no. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the New York Post had an op-ed by Kyle Smith, and the topic or the headline was, Vladimir sees old Joe as a weakling. In other words, Putin sees Joe Biden as a weakling. Well, he is. He's a weakling. Everybody, he's a sick old man.
Yeah.
Surrounded by a bunch of progressives who are more concerned about the Green New Deal than the survival of America's economy.
Right.
And so what do you do when the president of the free world is a weak old man, and when the vice president doesn't know that Ukraine is not in NATO and gives 2 speeches in a row where she talks about we're going to stand up for Ukraine in NATO? I mean, this is absurd. And then the third leader, Nancy Pelosi, is totally losing it.
Yeah, no
totally
question.
Losing it.
Lost.
I mean, she's just losing it.
Lost.
She's out of it. She babbles more than Biden.
Agreed.
So when the top three leaders, I mean, it's like the meme of it's this meme of this big old mean old wolf. This wolf, I got this wolf, and he's got the bright eyes, and he's snarling with the teeth. And the meme says, in the animal kingdom, they pick the strongest to be their leaders.
Right.
Well, the biggest elephant,
yeah.
The meanest wolf.
I made that.
The
meme.
Nastiest alligator.
That's my meme.
Is that your meme?
I made that.
But here we are, the United States of America, yeah. Land of the free, home of the brave, and we got the Three Stooges,
yeah,
running the show. They're doing everything but slapping each other over the head.
Yeah.
And maybe they're doing that, too. We just haven't seen it yet.
You could ask me something off the air, and I think people need to hear it from you. Or you can quiz everybody if you'd like. But
Let's have a quiz.
Yesterday.
My wife Heidi loves it when I ask questions, rhetorical questions,
yes.
When I have the answer.
Yes. Something happened yesterday after that speech. That hasn't happened in 30 years.
30 years. To my memory.
Yeah.
To my memory.
So Zelensky gives the speech.
Yeah, okay. So they, you know, they do speeches down there all the time.
All the every day. Probably,
yeah, every
right?
day, pretty much.
Right. But something happened after that speech. That
well, I thought that was my question to
well,
you.
Well, you were asking me. I got
said,
it right.
Well, no.
You said you,
no,
kind,
you didn't. You
I,
didn't know. You got. You were close. You didn't get it right.
Well,
I kept giving you hand signs.
No, I said that after the speech, there was a sense of everybody was on the same page.
Yeah.
We all agreed with what was said to
yeah,
a certain
well,
extent.
Sort of.
You wanted
much.
To be more specific.
I wanted you to
answer.
Tell me what you saw
yeah.
that you have not seen,
right.
most likely,
yeah.
on a speech to the Congress,
yes.
that the Congress being the House and Senate
right.
combined.
Right.
You have not seen since George W. Bush,
right.
in my opinion.
All right. And the answer is this. They all stood and they all clapped. Is that right?
Even Steny Hoyer, who's writing furiously, he's in the front row.
Taking notes.
He's taking notes.
Right.
And Pelosi staggers to her feet.
Brutal.
And is clapping with all of her jewelry rattling on her skinny, bony little
yeah.
wrist. And then she turns and she sees Steny Hoyer sitting, the only guy in the crowd sitting, but he's taking notes.
Right.
And she turns to him and pushes him on the shoulder and tells him to stand up. Oh, okay. And he stands up. Everybody stood up.
Right.
Now, the last time I saw that was after 9/11, when George W. Bush addressed the joint houses of the Congress. That's the last time
right.
I've seen that. And even people like Corinne Brown, who used to say that her district in Jacksonville, Florida, was scene of the crime, because, you know, of the Chads and all of that good
yeah.
stuff. Even she was standing up and clapping a little bit. But what I saw yesterday during that speech, which was a very good speech, and they said, oh, he's like Winston Churchill. Actually, he's not. He's not Winston Churchill. He's Ronald Reagan.
It's a hell of a comparison, Colonel. I got to run. The music is playing. I want to thank my guests, including you, the great Colonel Rob Simmons, Tommy Binion, and Katie Tubb from the Heritage Foundation, and Red Yankee columnist joining us about an hour ago. Wayne is off until next Wednesday. Tomorrow night will be a best of Wayne, and I will be back, Lee Elsie, right here on Monday to do another live show. Thank you, Christopher. We got to run. Enjoy your St. Paddy's Day, and keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.